Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, Natty Nation, everybody out there, this is Kalen Patterson again, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. And now, I know there's plenty of people that watch the MMA fights over the weekend, and that lady that's just been dominating everything and going on and just basically trouncing the women as she pleases. Well, I actually met someone of that caliber that's actually a bikini competitor. And she has done some amazing things in the ring and also on stage. I'm going to introduce her, and you'll be quite surprised because she's got so many things in her life that happened. I'll let her explain. So, Amanda, how you doing?
Very well. Thank you so much for featuring me today. I so appreciate it.
It's not a problem. I mean, you've done some amazing things. You've been through an awful lot. And the best thing, like any good fighter, you find a way to get back on your feet and get back in the
absolutely
ring and get going again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, give people a little background of you, and we'll get this show going.
All right. Well, my background is originally in boxing. I've had about 45 amateur fights. I won the Chicago Golden Gloves 4 times, and I was ranked nationally number 2 in the United States for about 3 consecutive years. I fought in international competitions pretty much all over the world. It's been a great experience for me. And then I went from competing to coaching. And as a coach, I've worked at the University of Notre Dame Bangledouse as one of their coaches. I've coached Golden Glove fighters, you name it. I've been in all aspects of the ring. I've also been an officiant, a referee, a judge, and even a ring girl. So I've seen all sides of boxing.
Right, best seats in the house.
Yes, I have to say, I had to do it just to say, you know, I've been in all aspects of boxing. It's my truest passion. But I've also trained and competed in every other combat sport. Judo, I competed in wrestling in college, Muay Thai, a little bit of jiu-jitsu, and more recently, bodybuilding and now powerlifting. So I'm pretty...
Nonstop.
Yes.
Just
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. It's like a drug, you know, that high of winning. You're always striving for more.
And then there's one more surprise. Well, there's plenty more surprises, but the one that just blows me away is that with that kind of background, you know, you would think you'd have a diet regimen that would almost make most men jealous, and you've actually chosen a different route.
Yes, indeed. I'm a vegan, and I've been a vegetarian my whole life. I accomplished everything in boxing as a vegetarian, and I became a vegan in 2010, and then went on to compete in bodybuilding and win the Natural North America in the bikini division in 2011. So it served me very well, and I've also been doing very well in powerlifting. So, you know, I have to say, I'm just as strong. Well, not just as strong. Let me be honest. I'm stronger than anyone else that I've competed against as a vegan. So I'm pretty proud of that.
You should be. I mean, it's a testament to your values and how you hold them, and basically how you view yourself when you say, I am this, and you hold yourself accountable. And I think that's... you know, especially in the natural realm, you know, there's so, you know, well, there's no polite way to say it, so I'll just say it. there's people that claim a natural lifestyle in,
yeah.
as far as competitions, but they're the furthest thing from it. And, you know, to be called out, they're almost violent to the point of personal harm or harm to others.
Absolutely.
To try and protect the lie that they've been creating for, you know, however how long. And
that is so true.
The same thing with being a vegetarian is that basically, you know, it's people to say that, you know, I guess maybe to get the attention, I don't know. You would know that world more than me. But it's almost like you almost have to ask why, because it's almost too much effort to basically do something that you don't even want to do.
Yeah. So true. So true. Yeah. I think for me, I'm a vegan for ethical beliefs. I love animals, and I believe that we're all equal. We're all just in different bodies. So for me, it's not okay to take the life of another being. But further than that, I've always lived a really clean lifestyle. You know, I've never done any drugs at all. I've never smoked a cigarette. I don't drink. I don't, you know, I'm pretty boring by most people's standards.
I disagree. But you go ahead.
Well, thank you. You know, I get high on life. You know, like I said, for me, competing is my drug of choice. The feeling of
and
exhilaration that, yes, nothing for me.
Right?
Yes, I have so much more fun sober than I can imagine having, you know, with any artificial means.
This is my challenge to you, since you're such a competitor, and I'm going to challenge you.
I am such a competitor.
Yes, you are, and I love that in you. My challenge to you is for you to take that view of your life and make that normal, because in this country we have so many bad habits in this country that I think that's society's normal. Where these things are acceptable. But you said, like we talked about with being a vegan, with being a natural competitor, you set higher standards. But that's your normal.
Yeah.
So my challenge is that you will never divert from that ever again. You're going to be proud of that, just like you're proud of everything else you do.
Okay, I love it. I accept that. I definitely accept
Thank you.
That
Thank you so much. Because it's the God's honest truth, where you can do you and know exactly what you're going to do and be proud of doing it. That's living. That's life. That's the best thing
that's so true.
That you can walk in every footstep you take, you can be proud of because you know you did it.
There is so much truth to that. I think the greatest lesson in life is that we have to just absolutely fall in love with ourselves and fully embrace everything about us, and when we do, life falls in love with us. So I so accept that challenge. I love that.
And not only will life take, you know, you'll take hold of life, but life takes hold of you, because you've engaged yourself in a point where people have to be around you and have to do certain things because you're living, and you'll bump heads with any living individual, because every time you move, you're bumping into more life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about radiating positive vibes, you know?
and you do that.
I'm such a hippie.
No,
really
you're
am.
Not. See, look what you're doing.
I am.
No, I love it, though.
I'm embracing it. I'm really, because we're Facebook friends, at least, so you see a lot of my, you know, I'm all about nature, and if I could just walk around barefoot all day smelling flowers and meditating. Just to take
think about it. That's so much living. There's so much life in just doing that. Think about it.
Yes.
Look at what draws us away from actual living. And look at what puts us in the realm of understanding nature and every living being. If you're around it and a part of it, you do see it in a way it should be seen. Not what you think or read about, but how you actually interact with it yourself.
I completely agree. And I think for me, you know, being with nature and just appreciating God's simple gifts to us every day, like the sunset or a blooming flower, it's humbling. And it's when you can be grateful for those things, life is just really, it, I feel like it unfolds around us and gives us so much more to be grateful for. Well, you know, I'm a huge believer in the laws of attraction. Like attracts like. You're living in a grateful state of mind, and we just get more to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also,
you
with,
radiate that. So why would you ever downplay that and say you're a hippie?
I love
it. Derogatory term, basically,
no.
Designed to integrate people's thoughts and keep them from being actual individuals. And I'm saying hippies
really,
were basically
free. I love
free.
It. I love that term. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Free, exactly. I see it as a state of just freedom and appreciation for nature and really being open to my own beliefs.
Yes.
And you know, and I think
and
with the laws of attraction, absolutely. Oh, gosh, you know, with that being said, I go from, like, you know, Zen from the sweet natured soul to just real combative real quick. That's something that I'm working on. We're all
You're
a work in progress, but yeah, I'm
You're
a fighter at the same time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's,
uh-huh.
You know, we have those two sides of us. We try to balance them out, but.
But is it really
but I
two,
think
two
you,
sides?
I'm sorry?
Is it really
is
two, sides?
Two sides?
If you're saying, I love what I'm doing, and if you hurt what I love, then I'll become angry.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty one-sided to me.
It's yeah, I guess it is. But, you know, I think we all have a fight or flight, you know, just nature
yes.
to us. And
nature,
I'm,
nurture, yes.
Yes, I'm very, you know, I used to think growing up, my father, he had, like, his little fear sensor, I would think, was broken. Because when he was defending something, whether it was me as his daughter or something that he was passionate about, he would have gotten in a fight with Mike Tyson and not thought, oh my gosh, this guy's going to, you know, beat the daylights out of me. And I have inherited that same sort of broken fear sensor, which has been a great justice for me in competing because I don't get nervous. And I've had coaches say to me many times over the years, aren't you nervous? Don't you care? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I just don't get nervous. I don't know why. I don't. I want to win. I know I'm going to win. So I don't see a need in being nervous. It just doesn't register for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that carries, I want to say unfortunately, it carries off sometimes in a negative way because I've gotten myself in some trouble. I've gotten myself into some legal issues
woman.
Over the years. I'm very
you're
passionate.
A
yeah.
Woman.
So,
but
yeah,
I
yeah.
want you to think about something because I, you know, I've always said, you know, as much as my heart is in bodybuilding, it started in the martial arts, and so my
mm-hmm.
dad was a big Bruce Lee fan, and the one that always got me was I know you know the story about the guy him and the guy jogging, taking the jog.
Yes, yeah.
Yes. Then I don't think that's a broken fear sensor. I think it's
you
saying,
don't
no matter what. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And that's a
yeah, no matter
mindset.
What, absolutely.
You can't, you will, I'm not going to let you get away with this anymore. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of everything you do. And I thank God that there are people like you that say, enough is enough, and I won't give way, you know, and I won't back down. And I'm not going to concede to wrong that keeps happening as other people say, well, you know, just one more time. There is no more time. We're out of time. And the thing
sure,
is,
sure.
A lot of people have been so out of life, they've never been in time. And it's people like
yeah.
you that remind us what life is all about. Because it can't be
well,
just me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate those are really, those words mean a lot to me. I genuinely appreciate you saying that. It's easy to, you know, I guess live in a state of ignorance, you know, and you turn on your TV and you sort of just become mindless, but I just never have had that mentality at all. So, you know, and it served me very well. I have to say my attitude and my personality, sometimes it may come off as, I don't know, cocky or even oblivious, but I think, again, a lot of it falls back on the laws of attraction, what we think we become.
That's right.
So when you have that mentality that I'm going to win no matter what, or this is going to happen no matter what, I'm going to do everything I can, it is very a successful approach, I believe, to life.
That's right.
And I have, in not so far in the past, I recently had an experience in my life where I chose to be a passive and submissive person. It was actually in a personal relationship, and it was by far my most unsuccessful relationship. And I think it's because I wasn't true to myself. Like, there's no part of me that is not a headstrong, assertive, and very dominant woman. So when I played this other role, I wasn't being true to myself, and therefore it just completely, it went sour in every way imaginable.
It has to.
Absolutely. So yeah, the submissive thing, it doesn't serve me. It just
it never will.
No. I'm glad to hear you say that. You're right.
No, but you gotta be you. This is the thing. You are the one thing that weak-willed individuals fear, and that is empowered. Yeah. And if they fear that, it's because it's not in them. And unless you train them to learn it, then they keep on walking around these mindless, ignorant zombies doing exactly what they're not supposed to be doing to stay in the very place they're no longer happy.
That is so accurate. That is so absolutely accurate. You know, I think as a spiritual, a very spiritual person, I feel that sometimes, for me, at least, you may have this too, because I know that you're also a very spiritual man. There are times that I have confused being passive and submissive and sweet, and I've let that sort of fade into a weakness. And so finding your strength, you wonder, is this godly of me, I guess? But then you have to think back and you have to reflect, like you look at the true, even in the Christian world, the true leaders, and Archangel Michael, you know, they're pillars of strength and courage. And so it's okay for me to be this assertive woman.
Yes.
Do you see the fine line that, you know, I'm trying to walk here?
I would beg you to be that empowered woman all the time.
Well, you know what? I'll take you up on that. Absolutely. No more passiveness for me. It's
That's right.
It's just
because
not,
who are you
it's
helping?
Not my thing.
Who do you help? You're a coach. Who do you help? You're a trainer. Who do you help?
Yeah.
You're a fighter.
Absolutely.
Who do you help? And all those things where you're not being you, you're only teaching something that's not true. So basically you're teaching a lie. And anyone that learns that lie passes it on to the next person. And how does that empowered woman that you're hiding help? You're so many facets of positive greatness. It always makes me smile when you say, wait, maybe I should take the side seat. No.
Yeah,
if somebody else is driving, that's fine. If it's your car, you drive it.
Yeah, you're very right. You're very right. I do very well when I'm me, right? When I'm just authentically myself.
Because you're not being
myself.
A bee. You're not being evil. You're not being hard. You're scaring the hell out of people that don't know that kind of lifestyle because they've been living in a daydream. And there's nothing wrong with it. If you're the alarm clock and you never chime, are you really doing your job?
Yeah, you're right. You are very right. You know, if you ever become a motivational speaker, I will buy every one of your DVDs, your audio recordings. Sign me up for front row seats. I'm absolutely with you 100%. I feel empowered. I feel like I was just listening to Joel speak. I'm ready to just go conquer some stuff.
You are empowered, and that's what I want. I want you to know more than anything, because you're such a blessing to this earth. When I can see the things that you stand up for, because there's things I don't even think about, and they pop right in your head just naturally. They come with such force that people have to move, and there's things that you've done that just shakes the waters and it makes people nervous. And I'm saying, so what? Be nervous. Because that water is still water and you're not going to drown. Just because you're basically splashing around doesn't mean people are going to be doomed or their life ends. It's just they got to do different. And, I'm glad you challenged them to that. Because, you know, people wanted to look at dogs a certain way and certain breeds a certain way. And you've reminded them, no, it's the person that breeds the dog. It's the
at the other end of the leash. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Oh, you remember, I'm a very strong pit bull advocate.
Yes. Yes.
I did Pitbull Rescue for over a decade, and that was just my life's passion, and it still is. I still have, you know, I do rescue here and there, although it's not my, it's not really my forte anymore. It's very consuming.
You're not putting it in the way it should be, and I'm very sad for that, because, you know, there's so many mistreaters. I don't call them
treaters.
There's so
many.
Yeah. You can't save them all.
Can't.
The people that, you know, go to the houses and get these 20 and 30 inbred dogs, it's not an easy thing, and it's hard.
It's very painful.
Yeah, and it's, it, you know, well, I won't get too descriptive, but you've seen the things, and it's horrific. And if people like you don't challenge the norm, society's norm, then we keep having this in the shadow, we keep having it in the dark, and it keeps going on, and even animals don't deserve what's happening.
So true. Yeah, they're incredible. I mean, my dog is a therapy dog. He's a pit bull, and he is the sweetest, best, most gentle being that has ever surfaced on this earth. And, you know, I take him out, and sometimes people pull back and look at him, and I'm like, you know, gosh, it's really sad. People's ignorance seems to be fading away, thankfully, or maybe I'm just putting out good vibes and I'm getting good vibes back. But whatever it is, I've had a lot of really positive experiences, and lately, the past few years, it seems like there's been a shift, to be honest with you.
It has been.
Yeah, there has definitely seemed to be a little bit of a cosmic shift, and people are becoming more aware, and, you know, even Cecil the Lion and people's reactions to that, I don't think people would have reacted that way a decade ago. So
no.
I think there's just a more awareness. Yep, exactly. It definitely wouldn't have mattered. So I'm happy to see that, you know, as an animal rights advocate and just as a nature-loving soul, I'm always happy to see people, animals, and all beings being treated with more kindness and love.
And the best thing about it is they had to learn it from you.
Well, thank you. Me amongst many other
people on the with you being the person that you are, look at the people that have responded, both positive and negative, to your comments and your statuses. They had to defend what they either understood or were ignorant of. But either way, they had to come out of the shadow. And that's what life is.
That's very accurate. Yeah, just raising awareness is true. Because I think a lot of people, I don't think that we live in a world of malicious people. I think that we live in a world of many ignorant people. And so when people become aware, they're very empathetic and they're very kind, and I think that they're very compassionate, but it's just about raising awareness. You're so right about that. That's just such an accurate statement.
Yes, and I want anyone listening, please understand, when she says ignorant, she's not saying stupid. She's saying not knowing.
Exactly, yes, the true definition of ignorance. Yeah, absolutely.
And because some people are ignorant, they tend to fall in this, hey, you're talking about me. No, absolutely not. Not at all.
Yes, just oblivious to the truth.
So now, with the animal rights, with all the things that happen, where do you find time to compete? Where do you find time to coach? And where do you find time to you sit there and knock people's heads off when you're in the ring?
You know, I am such a gym rat. I love working out. For me, it's just, it's honestly, it's like a moving meditation. When I'm in the gym, I'm at my best. I feel like this is the core of who I am. I'm this strong woman, and everything in my life gets better. The harder that I train in the gym, everything else really seems to be affected by that. So I work out in the morning. I usually do cardio in the morning. I go running. I have my dog. Hiking, running, whatever we can do. I hit the heavy bag in the basement. jump rope. I spar usually on weekends. It's pretty much just boxing right now for me. I was doing some Muay Thai, but I just always get pulled back towards boxing. And lifting weights, I'm getting ready for my next power lifting. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said first love.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, first love. That I always hashtag that on all of my boxing pictures too, because really boxing is, it is absolutely my first love. And I have a powerlifting meet coming up in the end of September in Las Vegas. So I'm really, my focus is on that. So I'm trying to cut down a little bit on doing so much cardio, and with the Muay Thai, that just wasn't working for me with powerlifting. They weren't really working out too well together. They're, it's mm-hmm. such different type of
You better muscle. Believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So for, yeah. My kicks are really slow, and my legs are really sluggish from powerlifting because mm-hmm. my legs get very massive.
Well, they're worn out.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well,
so, you know, I got to focus on one sport at a time. So I'm going to just mm-hmm. keep my head in the powerlifting for right now. And I like the way my body looks when I'm powerlifting. I get that squat booty and makes me
That's
happy.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm going to keep my focus on that. And the sumo deadlift, I just think the way my legs shape, and I feel good and I feel really powerful. I'm not knocking bodybuilding. I love bodybuilding. I love, you know, every aspect of it. But I personally like the way I feel more mm-hmm. in the powerlifting world than I did in bodybuilding.
Really, if you really look at, have been paying attention to social media, mm-hmm. it's pretty much running neck and neck. Where,
it is.
You know, competitors are basically having one season. Well, basically half a season powerlifting, and then say, mm-hmm. okay, now that I want to cut up and look different, then I'll jump into the bodybuilding realm. So they're pretty
exactly.
much running hand in hand. And at our
they
gym,
really
Five Star Fitness, the power lifters and the bodybuilders pretty much work out together because
they
we're basically
do.
Doing almost the same form and function, just the heavier weight. You know, that at
exactly.
one point we have to decrease where they're still trying to get personal records.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You know, I have to say, I have a lot of tattoos now that I didn't have. You know, I have a half sleeve on one arm and, you know, working on like another big leg piece. And I think because of that, I'm shying away from bodybuilding a little bit more because I know that a lot of judges frown upon a lot of tattoos, and I've had them cover in the past when I competed. And it's, first of all, it's just so much work having them, you know, covered with
yeah,
makeup.
Yeah, and it's also
and
not you.
Exactly. And then I feel like I'm looking at the pictures and I'm like, so much of me is missing. You know, my tattoos tell my story. They're not just random things that I chose to get. So I've sort of shied away from bodybuilding a little bit because of that. So I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
Well,
I say
okay.
that
let
I'm not going to compete in something
carrot.
And then I, yes.
Let me dangle a little carrot for you. Because I know an organization actually has a division. Of tattooed competitors.
Really?
Yes.
In what is interesting? I did not know that. See, you know, you shouldn't have said that to me. Now my competitive nature is like, okay, when's the competition? How much time do I have? No, so that's actually a legit question. When is the competition, and how much time do I have? Because that's so right up my alley.
Natural Universe is in Texas.
Oh, Texas.
I'd have to
great.
Check the
okay.
date. I don't want to misquote the date. Yeah. And then the Natural O is going to be in Vegas.
Okay. Well, hey, you know what? I've been to both places many times, so I think I'm going to have to check one of those out for sure. You know,
yeah.
it's so funny that you say that because I just know me and I know that I'll definitely
yeah.
be there.
And I know you'll be good at it.
Well, thank
I've never
you.
Seen you see a challenge where you said, I can't do this, or you're not the person that gets to a certain point and says, is it worth it? Your why always
yeah.
stands.
And
Amanda, the reason I wanted you on this show, the reason I love talking to you, the reason I love the energy you give is because you're the one thing that it seems like this nation is almost trying to bury, and that's empowered women. And I can't understand how we could get to wanting strong women but don't want strong-minded women. It's kind of confusing
yeah.
to me how you would, I don't know, how you could try to split the atom. Because I said, then you got nuclear war. So I would
right.
rather keep the atom intact and have an empowered, strong woman in mind and body and just live a normal life.
Well, you know what? I want to clone you about a million times over then, because I have to say a lot of men especially don't seem to share that perspective on women.
Grown boys. Grown boys.
Yes.
Yeah. The men have no problem with it. It's just that I think they've got so passive with, like you were saying, where the normal, and you don't want to rub society the wrong way, so no one speaks out or speaks up when they should.
Yeah.
And for me, my awakening was actually a Bruce Willis movie, and I'll never forget it, Tears of the Sun. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I have not.
Well, there's a quote at the end of the movie, and I wish they had never put it there, because I was living in ignorance and just as happy, you know, not rocking the boat or doing things to have people. But it said, the only thing that evil needs to win is for good men to do nothing.
So true, yeah.
And that was one of the worst whoopings I could ever get, because it was a movie about all the atrocities that were happening in Africa. And basically, to be politically correct, the person had the choice to do nothing or follow his heart and do what's right, even if in his life. And I said, aren't we challenged with that so much in life, where we say, well, you know, this is going to change my life. And I'm saying, so what? And I know that's what you said 100 times over. My life has already changed. Because I'm in a moment where I have to change right now. Either I make a choice to be less or I make a choice to be more.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, at this very moment, my life just changed. And so we figure in ignorance, if we do nothing, we can go back to the ignorance. But we don't.
Right.
We've been awake.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. I always, you know, I always say that I feel like change is inevitable, but happiness and growth are optional.
Mm-hmm. So, I love that. I love that. Thank you.
Well, thank you, because you're very right. Indifference is an awful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have to speak up, and we have to, you know, be courageous and passionate. As challenging as that may be, it's fun at the same time, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the balance. It's the balance. And I think that's what you finally stepped into, where you didn't have to be, you know, all out, balls out, rip the head off of it. It's more like see the person as a person in good and bad. And when you did that, that's when, you know, you saw the transcendence, when you transcended a lot. I mean, you went from being a great role model to like a mentor, because then it's not saying, you have to do my way. And I don't think you ever wanted to do that, but that's the way it was coming off.
It was definitely coming off that way. That's so true. Wow, that's so true. Yeah.
And when you backed off of that and said, you be you, but this is the right way of doing life. And if you choose to do different, then you're wrong. And people have to make up their own mind on if they're going to continue to do wrong or, you know, start doing right. Because I love the fact that you said it's not your way. It's the right way, because that's the truth. You put anybody else in that scenario, and they're doing exactly right. If you put any great role model you can think of, put them in the same scenario you're in, and they're right. So it's not your right, it's everyone's right, if you choose to go that way.
That's true. That's so true. Yeah.
So how does it feel being a pioneer?
It feels pretty damn good.
That's right.
It feels pretty damn good. It does. You know, I'm happy. That's the thing. I'm really, really happy. And I think it's just about finding who we are and what we really love doing, and every day making happiness a priority. Not anything else, but what is going to make me the happiest?
Mm-hmm.
What can I do that will make me happy? What relationship can I get in? What, where can I live? What, everything has to be based on happiness, not about anything else. And I think at least on a personal side, for a lot of maybe people dating. Well, I want a man who has this, and he has to do this, and he has to do this. It's not even about that. It's about who's going to make me the happiest. Who will I be with, and they'll make me just unbelievably happy. When I'm with them, I'm happy. It doesn't have to make sense. It's just happiness. And that's why I've been, as you know, I've been all over the country, back and forth, all these different states in the past few months, and it's just on a quest of happiness. Where will I be that will make me the ultimately the happiness? Factor always comes into play for me. And
not self-destructive travel, but an actual gaining existence travel.
Exactly. Yes. 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 Self, you know, exploration and making little things better along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's about, right? For me, at least.
But look at what you've done. I mean, look at all the lives you've affected just by doing those trips and all that traveling, and the people that have to come away and say, wow, you know, maybe I'm not going about life right. Because there's nothing worse than waking up and realizing so many years have passed and you've done absolutely nothing to be happy. You've basically done everything to this.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, happy people make the world a better place. Happy people are just pleasant to be around, and they're generous, and they're kind, and they're loving, and they're just pleasant to be around.
And it's natural.
So, yes, it is natural. So when you're happy and you're your best, you're making the world for everyone around you and everyone you affect and everyone you touch and everyone you pass just by being your best self.
Great. So, great.
Yes, and I can't wait now to find out about those competitions, and I'm... I'm sorry, that's consuming my mind right now.
No, it's okay, because I have one of the people I was training at the gym, and she has tattoos, and she was nervous about competing, and I was like, oh, you know, there's something, there's always something. And then Denny Keiko talked about how they were starting a tattoo division because the people that wanted to compete but were scared of being scored negatively for having the tattoos. And I was thinking, wow, that's creative and inventive. And it's actually a division in words, because body art, you know, I don't understand, you know, like I said, but we're actually challenging, again, society's normal. Because tattoos are supposed to be for, you know, the negative or the bad or the people that are not up to par with society. And I'm saying I challenge that. You know, when people had seen my locks, and they would always say, "Oh, you'd get a better job if you cut your hair." And I'm thinking, well, then I don't want that job.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd get a promotion if you just trim your hair a little. And I'm thinking, then I don't want that promotion, because everything you're saying is quit being you to get better. And I'm saying I don't get better if I quit being me.
Oh God, yes, that's so true. Exactly. And I think that they do score down all the shows that I've competed in. I have covered all of my tattoos. And so, you know, as I said, I have so many. Yeah. And I have so much more. It just wouldn't even really be possible to do so. And again, I don't like covering them, especially I have a really
That's
big
right.
vegan
and
tattoo and not having those in the pictures, and I did so many interviews, and I wished that I had had that tattoo showing, because it's so meaningful for me.
Yes,
and
it's you.
Yes,
it's you.
It is me.
It's you.
So me. Yes. So I have to get on top of that. I'm going to figure out the exact dates and the locations, and by tomorrow I'm going to have my diet regimen. I have to incorporate that with my powerlifting meet in September. Hopefully,
I know you will be amazing when you do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your spirit is phenomenal, and I love, love, love. I will never say it any different. I love positive people, because they bring so much life to the living. Because the people that are dead have been dead for years, but the living bring life to so many. You can almost see a house brighten. You can almost see greener grass. It's almost like a movie script where everything, all the bad has just ended, and the sun is coming up, And that's what I think about good, positive people, because they know it's
yeah.
not that they're trying to make your day better. They just know how to be better in a day.
Yeah, that's very true. I think for me, I became this way from going through a lot of storms, though. And I think when you go through
mm-hmm.
the storms, you just become the rainbow afterwards.
Yes.
You know, it's just you find all the beauty that life is giving you in the dark times, so that when life gets better, you're like, holy cow, wow, there's just so much to be thankful for every single day. So I've become my best self through my worst stuff. And so...
Mm-hmm. But look at what you just said. The mindset never changed, but the situation did.
Yeah. Very true. Yeah.
That's how you became that empowered woman, that strong woman, that one that men don't fear, but grown boys do.
Yeah. No grown boys. Yes.
No.
I'm going to stray
and
away
and
from
they,
those.
They're there. They know how to masquerade like nobody's business. Yes. I've met grown
so
girls
do.
And grown boys, and they know how to masquerade for about 2 to 3 months, and then the bottom falls
sure.
out, and then there you go. And you
so that's
see,
just
if
the
you
perfect
look about,
time
if you
frame,
about
too.
It, it's the same thing in boxing, it's the same thing in martial arts, it's the same thing in bodybuilding, it's the same thing at work. They only last so long.
Yeah.
Because they were being
yeah,
fake.
Right.
And that's why I want you showing those tattoos. That's why I want you being that empowered woman. That's why I want you speaking your mind. Because every time you do, you're being yourself. If you can teach others to be themselves, how much better do they get?
You're right. I couldn't possibly agree with you anymore if I wanted to. That is so accurate. There is so much truth to that. Can I just thank you very much for just the honor of talking to you? And every time I see you, you're just such a, you're a great person to be around. I really always enjoy our interviews and our interactions. But just genuinely thank you for this opportunity to speak with you today in this public forum.
You're very welcome. And just know that I feel the same way, because it's a blessing for me. And, you know, I've tried to surround myself with positive people, but, you know, just like with any other person, bad people slip in and they do things to try and challenge you to be bad. But I won't accept it. I used to, but I don't accept that anymore. I don't accept bad anymore. I have learned, and this is, that, like I said, with the martial arts discipline, your
mm-hmm.
energy is yours. I can
mm-hmm.
redirect it, but it's never mine. It was
yeah.
always yours.
Yeah.
And I can't believe I've been around martial arts as long as I have, and it took that long for that
yeah.
simple, basic function to
yeah.
sink in. But I'm glad it did.
Yeah. Absolutely. Once you learn the lesson.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, once we learn the lesson, it stops repeating itself. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
However
yes.
long it takes to get it, it's worth it when you finally get it.
And, you know, you have been very nice with saying it because of your kindness of your heart. But you've been through some very damaging situations and very hard situations and very
tough. I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. But you know what? They strengthened me. So I wouldn't go back and change them for a minute, because they made me the person I am. And honestly, I'm, especially the past few, even the past few weeks, I feel like I've blossomed so much. I think that I'm really in love with the woman that I've become. And so I wouldn't change one of those bad experiences for a second. They've truly made me my very best self. And I think for me, the brilliant side of it is that when I look back at the worst things that have happened to me and the worst things that have been done to me and the worst things that I've experienced, in those moments, I found out what a really awesome person I am. And I've carried myself with such grace and dignity and class through other times when I know people would have maybe reacted in a really negative way, or self-pity, or feel sorry for myself. No, I prayed about it and go to the gym and, you know, take it out there. Come home and I feel great. Take my dog for a walk and life is beautiful. So those experiences really bring out the best in us.
They really do, if you bring the right mindset.
Yeah, it is. It is if you bring the right, so much of life is just perspective. So,
And where you are and the people you've been around. And you know, parents make a big difference. Role models make a big difference. Mentors make a big difference if we listen. And I think
That's
you've
true.
Done a lot of listening, lady. I think you've done an awful lot of listening because you've got so much to say.
Well, thank you. I've always been a big mouth, though. I've always been pretty, headstrong and outspoken. So I don't know. Sometimes I don't really listen. I just talk. You know, I think, though, with that being said, I have wonderful parents, and I had a great childhood, really amazing. My father was my best friend growing up. My mom is my best friend to this day. I think a lot of things, though, not just for me, but for everybody, is we learn a lot from qualities in other people, like negativity, and we're like, oh, I don't want to be like that. Or maybe someone has alcoholism or a gambling problem. And so we see the negative effects that that has on them and those around them. And so that's a really great teacher for us, too. I think we learn so much from even negative experiences, more so even than seeing a really great person and wanting to emulate them.
Exactly.
So everything is a teacher.
You better believe it. And if we stay who we are, we can see it so much easier and better. And you know, there's plenty of people that want to change your mind, change your way of saying things, but it's because they don't want to change. And I've always been shocked about that when it seems so obvious and so simple to people like us, where you can see you're trying to change me. But then when you ask, why would they want to change you, but they don't really know you? But it's because you've caused a discomfort in their life, and they have to be challenged to either step up or step off.
That's true. That's true. And I think that also with that is an intimidation factor. I think, like, I don't like to knock other people's choices or other women for their bodies, but what Rhonda Rousey, I don't know if you heard her little controversial statement the other day about people saying that her body was too masculine and that those women are, do not tell me the last word out, and that, you know, that people are, you know, uncomfortable with how masculine she is. I found that to be true. Also, you know, as an athletic woman, and I'm not, I don't think by any means overly masculine. I compete in the bikini division. I'm very petite. And even in powerlifting, I only compete at 120 pounds. But I've had men say even to me that, you know, my...
Grown boys.
Yes, grown boys. You know, that my butt is too firm, or maybe I should lay off working out for a few weeks. And I don't know if I should laugh at that or just think that they're insane. But it's just like,
that's
wow.
That's hysterical to me. I would crack up.
That's actually
right
the silliest
the
thing.
crack
but
up
I think
right
that. But I think that, you know, I can't really be offended because it just makes me realize you've never had a woman who's strong and athletic. I work really hard to have a firm butt. You know, are you kidding?
That's
this
right.
is definitely not a genetic booty. This is
fake.
Endless amount of hours of deadlifts and squats and lunges and kickbacks and kicking the heavy bag and the sparring, and you know, this is worked for. So, but I think part of that too is an intimidation. I think that maybe some ground boys or even women are intimidated by someone who is not afraid to be strong. Yeah. Someone who's not afraid to be strong and someone who's not afraid to be empowered. So I think there is an intimidation factor. Like, you know, when you wrote the little bio for the show and you wrote about weak men, that so resonated with me because I feel like there are a lot of men that just can't handle a strong, athletic, and assertive woman. They don't know what to do with that.
An empowered woman. It doesn't just stem from, you figure a business-minded woman that's very up on her game. You figure somebody that's a mother that knows how to be a mother and knows how to raise children.
Absolutely.
Anybody that's basically got a foundation where they won't be moved because they know in their heart of hearts they're exactly right. They're not pretending about doing something. They've done it, they've lived it, and they've been successful in it. And you're not going to move that person. They become a solid rock, a foundation, and people back down because they say, oh, my God, I'm not used to this. They're used to the pushovers. Yeah. They're used to the basically weeping willows, where it's the wind blows, that's where they're going. And then you have somebody that's set in stone, and it just happens to be a female? Oh, no. No.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, I do believe that a lot of it is what we put out. So just putting out good thoughts, but I mean people that appreciate and completely accept and love me and would never imagine taking me for granted, and that's exactly what I'm getting back. So
that's right.
Put out what we want to get back, right?
Yes. I had said it had been a rough while for me for a little bit, and JB knows what I'm talking about, where I had just been put in such a bad situation, and
yeah.
I said, everybody was saying, you know, all women. I said, no. I know plenty of good women. I said, but sometimes grown girls get in the mix and they can throw the ratchet in there and try to change the view of how we see women. But if you think about evil, isn't it always a lie? It's always basically hiding the truth and trying to get you to believe the lie. Mm-hmm. And I said, then I'm not going to fall for it anymore. It's some ignorant person that's basically trying to deflect my view so they don't have to justify the wrong they're doing.
That's very true. And I think that, you know, when someone, you know, whether it's a friend at the gym or some random person you meet at Target or someone you're in a relationship, the person who is the hurtful one, who's hurting, they're hurt. That's why they're behaving that way. Hurt people hurt people. Happy people don't do that.
That's right.
So, you know, you kind of just got to shrug it off and say, you know, whatever you're going through must be really terrible for you to treat other people that way. So that's, I guess that's just my take on it. And I think that this is my evolved belief, because a few years ago, I was definitely a lot more combative, and I probably just would have punched someone in the mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
I probably just would have, you know, but we live and learn. A couple squat and cough, and I learned my lesson, you know.
But you've grown.
But I've grown.
You have definitely grown. Yes.
I have grown. Yeah, so I was definitely a little bit more competitive. Not that I'm still not to a certain extent, but.
And you're passionate. I would challenge that and say you're passionate, because now you know the difference.
I will agree with that. I will definitely agree with that. I think, you know, now I look at things a little bit differently, and I think, well, you must really be hurting to treat someone that way. And again, like I said, it could just be someone who's mean and nasty to me, and for no reason at the grocery store. You just have to wish them well and send them blessings and hope that they feel better. And when they feel better, they'll treat other people better. So.
And just think that interaction changes everything for them.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. So you're a wise man.
I've been confronted with bigots, racists, feminists, idiots, you name it. And the one thing I've learned to say is, this is your evil. This is your anger. I give it back to you. I give it back to you because it's not mine. I can't accept it.
Yeah.
And that whole just conversation changes, because where do I go when the anger I wanted isn't being given?
Yeah.
You got to move up. They don't want to, but they got to move up, because the only way you can interact with me after that statement is either through trying to meet me halfway, or realize there's a loving heart that you're talking to and there's no anger in it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I think for me, a really powerful thing has just been, you know, silent forgiveness. You know, I forgive you in my heart, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to allow your hurtful behavior to continue affecting my life. So it's just about letting go, moving on, and not carrying that with you, because who is it, Buddha, that said it? I don't want to misquote anybody, that anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. I mean,
exactly.
I can't, I can't carry that anger and think it's hurting you. It's only hurting me. It's hurting my thought patterns, and it's ruining my day. So I won't allow that, that's for sure.
And that's what evil wants. Because if you do nothing, you get worse. If you respond in a positive light, you improve.
That's very true.
I've seen you grow, and I'm so proud.
Thank you. Thank you. We're all a work in progress, but, you know, I'm trying. I'm definitely trying. So you have to promise me that you will, you'll update me about the competitions coming up and let me know. I'd love to come and support you on your quest in continuous greatness, and you're taking over the every division, getting all those, racking up the pro cards.
I sure will do that, because I know you, now that I know you're in the area, I'll be sure to do that, because like I said, it's, P4P actually does MMA fights. They do a thing called the Chosen Few, and they've had fights with that. And if there's anything where you can come up and do that, I'd be happy to have you around for that too. Because I think more people need to understand what a woman can do. Because I think we've gotten to the point where it's always this fear of stepping out of your bounds. And I said, you don't have limits. I don't understand how people will accept limits when it's not theirs. And you found a way to step away from that. And you don't even see that you do it. And that's the beautiful part of it, because it's just so normal for you. It's funny, because I'll give a good example. When we were doing the interview at the Midwest States, and so many people were trying to see the trophies, and then, you know, some people were a little bit frustrated about it, but it never changed the interview. And I could feel, you know, like, I should have won that, you know. It just made me smile so much, because it never mattered to you, because you didn't win, I did, and I'm not throwing it in your face, but please don't bury my happy moment. And for me,
absolutely.
I said, that's a competitor.
Well, thank you.
That's what competition is. And I said, you did it, and like I said, prior to that, I had seen the woman that was ready to rip somebody's head off because she knew how. And don't mess with me. And that's it. Then I watched that transition, and it's like,
oh, thank you. You.
This is a woman in power. And this is what,
thank you.
Yeah, it's, everybody's trying to bury that, and I just know why. What's wrong with being a strong woman? What's wrong with being empowered? What's wrong with knowing who you are? Because how do you help anyone else if you don't know
you're
who
right. you are? You're right. You're right. The greatest mistake I ever made, you know, as I said, I feel like truly one of the biggest lessons I've learned is to not be that passive or submissive woman, because it's just not me. There's no part of me that is passive. So it's about finding the strength, but still, there's not. It's actually comical to me that I feel like I could have pretended to be like so passive. It's just not, it's not in me. But, you know, also I want to say about competing, you know, I think bodybuilding is such a beautiful thing, because people are so helpful and kind to one another backstage, and helping each other, you know, girls helping each other. Oh, you don't have eyeliner. Oh, here, let me help you. Oh, sweetie, your suit is, you know, in your butt. Let me help you glue it back to your cheeks or whatever. They're just so kind and they're so helpful. And to me, that was one thing that I absolutely, and I still do, I just love about the sport, is because boxing isn't that way at all.
No. I don't know,
and it's
if
not
any
that way at all.
It comes close to natural bodybuilding in that realm.
No, it's not. It is absolutely not. And powerlifting for me wasn't that way either. I definitely don't think that in my last competition, I didn't feel like the other girls were as, you know, they're giving each other dirty looks or just way more catty, but bodybuilding is—it's a really great sport, and I've met some really incredible people, yourself included, and that. And just—it's It's a sport where, as great as people look and as strong as they are, they're still kind and humble, and that's really tough to find. And it's a tough balance to have.
And
so I love it. Yes, and they definitely found it. So I definitely, it's giving me the itch. Thank you very much. Giving me the itch to get back in the sport.
You're a great ambassador for everything you do, and if part of that life would be in natural bodybuilding, I would be more than elated to have you join us again, because I know the spirit you carry, and I know now more than ever there's more and more children coming to our shows. There's more preteen and teen coming to the shows. And if they can see a person like you doing stuff like that, it changes everything. And
if you
come in there and you increase on that, it like makes everything that much better.
Well,
so
thank you
when
so
you
much.
Step into that and you can say, hey, this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do to be better. Everything increases. And I know you know how to do that.
Yes. You know, when I get on stage, I have fun. I think, well, you know, so much is stage presence. I don't even think that my physique is what winning the competitions for me. I think it's just my happiness on stage and my love of being up there and my love of
and
competing.
You enjoy competition.
So, yeah, I enjoy it. I love it. In a very non-cocky way, I don't like to say I compete, because I don't feel like when I show up for a quote-unquote competition, I don't feel for me like it's a competition. I feel like I always tell my little cousin, she's 8 years old. I always tell her she's my mini-me. She's very girly. She has long blonde hair, blue eyes, pink lipstick, and her nails and toes always done. She's very girly. But she's the only girl on an all-boys football team, and she kicks butt. Totally fearless. And I always tell her, sweetie, we don't compete, we dominate. Because I win before I show up. So I'm not coming to a competition, whether that's boxing or bodybuilding or powerlifting, feeling like, oh, I have to compete against these other girls. No, I'm dominating. I'm coming there to showcase my talent and all the hard work that I put months before. So I'm not taking it personal against the person who's next to me on stage. I don't feel like I'm competing against you. I'm just dominating in the sport that I love.
Mm-hmm.
So... Does that sound cocky? I hope it doesn't. But
no, that sounds spot on.
That's just my attitude in sport.
I've said 1,000 times over that every show basically shows what I've done, not what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because when you by the time you get to the stage, there's no workout that's going to save you.
Exactly. That's so true. There's no workout and there's no, oh, I shouldn't have cheated on that, you know, that Tuesday. That's it. It's done. It's over with. You're there.
And that stage shows everything.
It shows everything. It's truly like being naked up there.
So
I mean, you're only, you know, you're 9 inches away from, you know, being naked anyhow. I probably have a total of 9 inches of fabric covering my body. So it really is being naked in so many ways.
We're the next best thing to superheroes in comics.
That's the truth. So close to nudity up there in so many ways. But I love it. I would really love to compete again. I really am excited to hear about the tattoo thing, because I thought that spoiled it for me. But I just love body art. So.
Yes, and that's basically challenging society's norms, and I love it because
I love it.
We need that challenge, because people are so diverse. They're so out there in being individuals, and I think there's this drive to make everyone unisex and one size fits all, and I'm saying that's not life at all. It's not living. That's not interaction, that's not uniqueness. All of that is stripped away when you try to be one size fits all. And
definitely.
For some way, some reason, God blessed you to never have that demon plague you to where you ever had to worry about that except for the one time. And I know that you'll never go back to that again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I have to say, my parents, my my father growing up, when I told him I wanted to box, my father, both of my paternal and my maternal grandmother, I mean grandfathers boxed, and many of my uncles, my cousins, I just came from a family of fighters on both sides. I told my father that I wanted to box, and I was 12, and I was actually a cheerleader. And he kept saying, well, no, because you have cheerleading and you can't give up because you already started and you have to finish. So thinking that I was clever, I got in a fight in cheerleading practice and got kicked off the team. So I came home and I'm like, guess what, Dad? I got kicked off cheerleading. Now I can box. He's like, oh, you think you're funny. You found a little loophole, but fine. He signed me up for boxing classes, and my dad treated me like I was his little princess. But when we walked in that boxing gym, he would say, you're no longer a girl. You're an athlete. I'm going to treat you like I would treat my son. And that just stuck for me. Like, I shouldn't be any different than a man, whether that's in the workplace or whether that's in the boxing gym or anything else. I feel completely equal. And, well, as you know, that's my beliefs with animals as well. I feel like we're all the same. We're just in different clothes, so to speak. We're just in different bodies. But I feel like we all have the same emotions. We all have fear. We all have grief. We all have happiness. We all have every range of feelings and emotions. And so why not all of us be on the same equal grounds, whether that's a tattooed human or whether, to me, it's a horse. We're all the same. We're all God's creatures, all deserving of love and respect.
And you see why you're so special.
Thank you. Well, thank you, and you as well. Thank you so much.
Well, I've really enjoyed this. I mean, it seems like we just started talking, and then the show's at an end, and I'm just, you're a very special person. I pray upon prayer that you keep that uniqueness, that you keep that drive, that you keep that energy, that you keep that spirit, and that you keep that empowerment, because we need that. And I say we, all of us, because like you said, we're all equal and we have every right to move and delve into life and be a part of it. And without people like you, sometimes we forget what real life is. Sometimes we get caught in that rut of contentment and the normal, society's normal, and it fades away from everything that we should be doing. And I'm just so glad that you were God to set you down to be our reminder to do more and be better and interact more and do more to be better. All of that just stems from you being that fighter, that person, that reminder that, hey, you got work to do. And it's a spur in the butt and it hurts, yes, ouch, okay, but we need it. We need it.
Well, thank you so much. Can I give just a little shameless shout out to the Animal Sanctuary?
You can give anybody you want.
Well, thank you. I have to give a shout out to the Gentle Barn. They are the most amazing, wonderful animal sanctuary in the whole world. And the work that they do is really, truly God's work here on earth. And check out their Facebook page, the Gentle Barn.
Okay.
The Gentle Barn. It is just, it's heaven on earth for animals. They work with, and they also work with youth, children that are low income, and they teach humane education. It's just incredible. It's a beautiful place, and I so love them for all the work that they do here, being children and animals, and it's wonderful. I just had to give a shout out to them, and they're amazing, amazing people there. They're in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love them and I love the work they do. So I had to give them a little mention.
No, hey, you can give mention to anybody that's been supportive of you to make you the person
they have.
We get to enjoy.
They are. And I owe so much of my gentle advocating that I've been doing the past 2 years to them. They really taught me about, you know, being just planting the seed, not shoving it down people's throat, not being combative, not being aggressive. I came from like an animal liberation front background, which is very assertive, you know, by all means necessary is their catchphrase, to the Gentle Barn. And they really have a way of gentle advocating for You just tell people the facts. You give it to them in a real subtle way and let them make the decision for themselves. And because people by nature have a kind and good heart, they're going to lean towards doing the right thing. So I love them, and I love all that they've taught me and all that they've given me, and, you know, from teaching me about the laws of attraction to, like I said, the gentle way of advocating. And the people, the founder, Ellie, and my friends there have literally changed my life in so many positive ways. So I had to just give them a little mention. They're wonderful, wonderful people, a wonderful organization. So.
We never stop going. Great job. I mean,
well, wow. Thank you.
And anybody, like, I know your parents have been a great foundation for you. Anyone else that you'd like to
My parents, and yes, my Aunt Jamie, she's like a big sister to me, and she walks in a room like she owns the place. She's just the most confident, strong woman that I've ever met in my life. Growing up, you know, as I said, we're very close in age, so she was like a sister to me, and her confidence and her way of just owning the space, and in a not cocky way, not bossy way. She just has this silent strength about her, and she's really been a mentor for me. And I've spent so much time with her since I've been back in Chicago, her and her children, who I just love absolutely with all of my heart. So I have to give Jamie a big thank you. And of course, you know, like I said, my parents are wonderful, my little brother, and so many wonderful friends I have. I would be speaking to for 5 years if I had to list them all, but really I just have so many great people in my life. Yes, they know. My friend Sean, also in Los Angeles, she has just been an angel here on earth for me, and she's an angel without wings. She's incredible. Just so many people. I have such a great support system, and I don't know if it's just that I've emitted so much positive energy that I've gotten so many positive people back, but whatever it is, it's just I'm surrounded by phenomenal people.
Okay, I'll check all of
Very, very blessed. I'm very blessed. Thank you very much again for this great opportunity, and it's, as always, it's so fun speaking with you. You're just such an awesome person. And I have to congratulate you again on your pro card and congratulate you again on your future pro cards, you know, speaking it right into existence.
Amen to that. I'll take it. It would be a definite honor. And like I said, now that you're back in the neighborhood, I'll keep you abreast of what's going on with the P4P thing, because I know your background, and I know that's part of who you are. And the PNPA, I'll send the links to that, because it's a good division, because I know that like we were talking about before we got on air, is that with the tattoos, you know, a lot of people, male and female, have shy away, where they have great, phenomenal physiques, and that shouldn't be what keeps them from showing them, because it's health.
Yeah.
I'm saying a tattoo is not bad health. I said the cigarette and alcohol with a tattoo would be considered bad health. But that's what you're doing with your body, not the art that you put on it.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, I love my tattoos. I don't think I would be able to at this point cover them because, like I said, I have so many that I've added to it. And it's just, they're all something that's so incredibly important to me. They're all telling they're me.
Yes, so, that's what I'm telling you, and that's why I don't like when you cover them up, because it would almost be like me putting on white face.
Oh, no, yes.
Yes,
right.
Because it's all right, what are you ashamed of? You know, am I supposed to put on some kind of wig to cover up the locks? No.
Yeah, you're very right.
Yes. So when I meet Amanda, I want to meet Amanda. I don't want to meet the person that's scared to show something because of what somebody might think, because I know that's not her.
Yeah. Yeah, you've always been so
real. Every time we've been around each other, you've been so real, and that's the person that makes a difference. That's the person that changes lives. That's the person that gets people to move, because you already did for yourself and your soul.
Yeah, you're very right. You're very right about that. Well, I will be bringing the real me to dominate.
Oh, yes.
Vegas, you know, for my next powerlifting meet. I'm very excited about that.
I'm sure. There's no giving you. There's no giving
very
that heart.
Excited.
Somebody's about to get their money's if they get they're gonna get their money's worth. I'm telling you, because it's gonna be a battle.
Thank you. I've had so much fun training, for this, and it's to me. I think the challenge is not about competing the day of, but just how much can I do between now and this amount of time? Like
that's right.
There's so much. Yeah, there's so much challenge in just that. And doing it naturally, you know, competing and training amongst other people that are not natural, to me, that's such a force. Like, hey, I'm lifting more than you and I'm natural. That feels so good. It feels so good to say that. So, you know, as a natural competitor, you have to step your game up.
You found a way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Again, I really appreciate that, and I appreciate this interview.